Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of December 2018, and this is the 946th Mol Out Loud podcast. I'm just coming out for a walk. It's quite a drizzly day. I think it's going to rain and be drizzly all today, but after that, the weather looks as if it will fine up for the rest of the week, so that's going to mean some lovely little outings, I think, some short walks and maybe driving to different places. This coast here in North Essex is fabulous, going into Suffolk, lots of estuaries and lots of bird life. And some very interesting history. So I'm very much looking forward to some of those after Christmas. It's very quiet this morning, Sunday. I guess it's a combination of it being Sunday and the rain. So it just seems to be me and the birds. And so, certainly that great flow of traffic it's less. There isn't a huge flow where I am just at the moment anyway, but I'm hoping the high street will be a little bit less busy. Having said that, I can hear someone being industrious somewhere. Mixing concrete on a day like today, I'm not sure that I'm really. I would choose today. With the rain, those tiles, or bricks rather, the glaze, the blue glaze on the bricks, is really shining. It's rather beautiful on this dark day. And grey day to have those shining blue tiles, and they're contrasting with the quite orangey red brick of a lot of the buildings. It's a very soft orange brick. The bricks are quite small, I suppose, because they're old, but they even almost feel soft under your hand. Narrow. Just realised I'm wearing my reading glasses, and I'm intrigued that what I've wanted to do since coming out of the house is actually touch and feel things rather than more than look at distances, looking at things really close up. And I suspect it's because I can't actually see very far ahead, and I've got my new specs in my bag. So it might be a bit of an idea to put them on. All right, I'm going to have to pause to do this. I just noticed that there's a sort of cafe tea room that's open, which is a bit of a surprise. And it made me think that, you know, if I were in Tasmania, it would be a farmer's market and bell ringing and going to the bookshop cafe this morning. Quite a different kind of a Sunday. I think it's a different kind of a Sunday because it's just before Christmas too, and everything around it is a bit hectic. It's all called the malting still around here. There's a really interesting building that I think probably was once an industrial building and has been changed into accommodation. Getting out of the way from a car, but it doesn't look as if it's got any intention of coming my way. I have a slight purpose to my walk. I'm hoping to find the co-op, which is, I think, in this direction, but I'm basing my ideas on very vague and very ancient memories. I don't know whether it's going to be open or not, but I need some sellotape. I've got to that pre-Christmas time of everybody needing scissors and sellotape and so on at the same time. I can see the car park, but I think I'm fenced in. I wonder whether there's a shortcut for residents that I might be able to take. No, there isn't. What is there? No, I think I've done my dash. I think I'm going to have to go back up to the high street and come round, which is more exercise. It was very strange yesterday. Both my nieces were at my sister's house yesterday morning. One of them doesn't live at home anymore, and the other is really temporarily there, so it's not that common that everybody's together. And it was only for about half an hour. So at that moment, my brother in Switzerland and my daughter in Australia both decided to Skype at the same time, and we had this very strange multi-country two-device kind of interaction. It was quite disturbing. It felt as if they both my sister, my daughter, and my brother had kind of instinctively known that we were going to be there all together. But it was also quite emotionally odd to have them both, and I hadn't been able to speak to my daughter since I left Australia. Because when I left, she was in Hawaii and had got married, and then the difference in time just made it not work. So it was quite a big thing to be talking to her after a month. And while Skype, what did I say about traffic? I think I'll take it back. Skype is fantastic because it sort of can bring you all together. It also emphasizes that you're not really together. And I think it was quite hard for my daughter and probably for my brother too, to know that we were, the rest of us were together. I can still see the co-op, and it's still, is it? I think so. It still looks a bit as if it's behind a fence, but I don't, maybe not. I mean, it's just so designed for cars and so not designed for people on foot. Anyway, there are cars in the car park and there are people around with shopping bags, so I think the second part of my deal, which was whether it was open or not, is... I was going to say, it shouldn't worry me, except I've just realised that the person with the plastic bags has come to empty the plastic bags into a bottle depot. So maybe not quite such a good sign. Feeling more confident with my foot now. Thank you. Which is great. I just need to do something. It would be good not to have the brace and really to have proper equal footing on both feet, so that I'm not pushing myself out of alignment. It looks as if there's a walk along the embankment. I'm not sure how to get there. So at the moment I can't see the sea, but I can see a mast. I'll try and get onto it. I'm going to pause for now because I am about to go into the shop. Well, that was fairly painful. It's quite a small supermarket, so not one of those that really kind of derail me. And I've just found a little gate that leads to this embankment along the estuary. But actually, it would be... I think I'm quite close to the wrong end of it, but... So I'll walk in the opposite direction for a while. Now, last time I came down here, down on this, along here, it was unbelievably cold. And there was a horizontal blizzard. And it was wonderful. It was just, because the wind was coming straight off the North Sea. I think it's the North Sea, isn't it? And really knew its business. You couldn't see very far in front of you, but what you could see was sort of shadows of vague shadowy outlines of leafless shrubs. There's a holly wreath on this bench. To the person to whom the bench is dedicated, who died 10 years ago. There's the wreath and a letter from his wife, which is rather beautiful, actually. It's very moving. I can imagine her sitting at that bench. Maybe they sat here together and just watched the boats, little sailing boats, moored here. There are a few ducks. I think the tide is quite far in at the moment. And 2008 would have been actually the year that I was talking about. It was the year just the winter my father died, he died in September, and I stayed on to be with my mother and then came to stay with my sister before going back to Australia. And that was that very, very cold and snowy winter. So I would have been coming along here in the blizzard. The three of us came. And I remember that our coats were completely covered with snow. Then snow adhered to it, to our coats. I needed winter very badly that year. And I'd listened to Schubert's Winterreise over and over. I don't know why I needed winter so badly that year, but I was blessed with it. It was such an amazing winter, amazingly wintry winter. I don't have the same level of need for winter now, although I absolutely love it. I mean, for that kind of bitter, what a lot of people would call a really bitter winter of weeks of minus something. It's not a pretty place here. It's you know, in the distance I can see there's a train crossing a bridge, and a lovely train honk just then that you probably couldn't hear because it's a bit far away. And there are pylons, so the kind of skeletons of pylons along its route, and skeleton trees, and sort of small industrial buildings. Nothing is more than two stories high, really. And flat. Very flat. Not sure how far I'll go. I certainly won't go as far as we went that day. Thank you. lots of puddles. I'm in my sister's sort of study, hidey hole, and that's where I'm sleeping, so all her books are around me, and most of our interests are quite different, and the main overlap is our love for Swiss German. And one year I gave her an atlas of the variations of Swiss German dialect, what words were used in different cantons or areas. And I was looking at it the other evening before going to sleep, and one of the words they chose was the word for puddles, and actually I can't remember what they were, but it was one of the words that varied most between different areas. So there might have been about, I don't know, 7 different words for puddle, depending on which part of the German part of Switzerland you were in. I'll have to go and have another look, and just maybe in the text or the caption to this podcast I will list some of them. I probably should have come for this walk before I went to the co-op. I went to the co-op to get some sellotape, basically, but I've ended up getting some food, some cheese and some mandarins and blueberries. So I've got rather a full bag. I've got other things as well. Okay, I think that's fine. I think I'll go to the next puddle and then turn round. You can come back along a path behind the embankment, but then you don't get the sea. You don't really see the point, so I'm not going to do that. It would just make a little loop. So I'm just going to turn round. Drizzle, really. A kind of drizzle that feels good on your skin, but might after a while begin to penetrate your clothes. There are lots of puddles, but the puddle that was my end point was a particularly big one, almost a miniature lake. So thank you again to my host for finding me my plastic supermarket shoe. It was funny, later he was telling us a story about how his father, who was quite a tough man, but who'd come from a very poor background, how he felt really insecure going into shoe shops. And when the man who was my host was a young boy, quite young, 7 or something, and had to be fitted out for shoes, his father refused to go inside the shop, and so he had to try on shoes and try and point to them through the window at his father, who was pretending he wasn't there. So I doubly appreciate the ease with which my host in France honed in on the exact right boot for me. It must have been that very early training. I'm feeling a little bit sort of put together, really, with this this boot, which, you know, was chosen for totally for necessity, practicality, and definitely not for style. And then these glasses that were just got by the opticians, and that I didn't actually see on my face until I got home. Depersonalization process going on. Being less precious about my appearance. I'm beginning to wish that I'd bought some gloves. It's quite cold. Somebody getting a bit stressed about Christmas. Where am I? Oh no, I haven't got back to my point of departure. I'm not sure how far I can go. My coat has gone a light pale grey sheen with the mizzle drops. I'm hoping sometime today to be able to kind of sit down at the desk and do a little bit of thinking. Of course, it's so tempting, you know, because I am here and I'm not here often, I kind of tend to just go into long chats and stop talking to one person and someone else comes in. Terribly good at communal living. There's one level I really love it, and at another I feel a bit, not adrift, that's the wrong word, but a bit unadrift, not adrift enough. So doing something like this, a kind of a walk on my own, is very good. Later I might do one with my brother-in-law, but of course that's quite different walking with someone, lovely and companionable in a different way. I do hope that you're having a good day today, that you've had a good day today, or you're going to wake up to a good day tomorrow. I hope you've had a chance to be out in the mizzle, or the sun, or the rain, or the wind, or the snow. That you've been able to breathe in some good air. Appreciate some small things, and that you've been able to or are going to be able to encompass a small amount of time to do what's best for your nurturing self. Thank you very, very much for listening again, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon, very soon. Oh, I've just come to another commemorative bench. I'm just thinking, yes, commemorative benches. I would like to be commemorated with a bench. The Prue River flows on seasons change, is what the plaque says. It's rather a nice little little phrase. So thank you again very, very much for listening. Thank you for your good wishes. And I really look forward, as I said before, I really do look forward to talking to you again very soon. Another brave person coming my way. Hello. Good morning. I can't turn it off. My phone's too wet and my fingers are too cold. So you're just going to have to wander with me for a little bit further. I'll try and find some shelter somewhere where I can turn the podcast off and get my gloves out. I'm just coming to the end of the estuary now. Well, not the end of the estuary, the end of the embankment walk. There are some steps with a very high rail made for much taller people than me, and a cobweb in one of the corners that's trying to hold its own with the wind and is shiny with all the mist droplets, something smaller than a droplet. Oh, I've just seen that where this comes out is right at the end of the car park where I came in. That would have been a much nicer walk to the co-op. You can probably hear the puddles. An undercover trolley park. That's where I'm going to just pop in there. This is so wet, the screen. Okay, I'm really stopping now. So talk to you again soon.